Tonight, a day of potential setbacks for President Trump, including the possibility that his name could be stripped from the Kennedy Center.
Behind the storm of daily conflict and crisis, the poet, the artist, the musician continues the quiet work of centuries, building bridges of experience between peoples.
This 1962 speech by JFK and an American pageant of the arts cited by a federal judge today, ruling that Congress created the Center for Performing Arts to honor President Kennedy after he was assassinated, and that only Congress can change its name. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper writing, Congress gave the Kennedy Center its name, and only Congress can change it. Our Mary Bruce was there in December when the change was made.
There you have it. His name, Donald J. Trump, going up on the outside of this iconic building.
But today, the judge ordering that President Trump's name be removed from the institution's title as represented on the facade of the center and any other physical or digital signage and official materials. And today, another controversy surrounding the performing arts gaining headlines, as several artists announced that they are pulling out of the Great American State Fair, celebrating the country's 250th anniversary, citing concerns that the event, which has ties to the Trump administration, had become too political. But the event's organizers today pushing back, saying the fair is a celebration of American freedom, culture, and unity, not politics. President Trump tonight sharply criticizing the judge's ruling on the Kennedy Center, raising concerns about the building's structure and need for renovation. He appeared to wash his hands of the matter, saying he would turn it over to Congress to deal with.